The Gunflint Mail Run is coming soon, January 3rd and 4th, and joining us now with details is organizer Jack Stone. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. Well, for those who are not familiar with the Gunflint Mail Run, can you provide a brief history of the event?
Let's go back to the first Gunflint Mail Run was run in 1977. It was put on by a group of the guys, Ted Young, Arlie Jorgensen, all these folks. After running it for a couple of years, the group from Duluth came in with the John Beargreese race, basically took it over, and it's been that way for many years. Now, 4 years ago, there was not enough snow to run the Beargreese up here. We had enough snow. I got talking to Frank Moe and Odin Jorgensen, and in 12 days, we put together a Gunflint Mail Run. That was interesting.
I bet.
And then for 2 years, we've run the race, a stage race, out of Grand Portage called the Gishigami Express. This year, they couldn't fit us into their schedule. It's a tough weekend because it's right after Christmas and New Year's, and their staff is overtaxed over that period of time anyway. So, but this was one of the only weekends we could put the race on because there's other races all over. So we decided to go back with the Gunflint Mail Run, go back to the old format. Instead of a stage race, we're running a two-day race. We'll start it on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock from Trail Center on the Gunflint Trail. We'll run it down to Devil Track Lake. We're going to run it up past the landing. That's going to be a dog drop, but they won't be stopping there, but it'll be a great place for spectators. And then back up to Trail Center. We've got a mandatory six-hour layover there, and then they're going to run it again. The same route, and it should finish maybe on Sunday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Depends on what the track is like and how fast the dogs are. But we'll start it on Saturday morning about 10 o'clock. We'll start doing vet checks. If people want to come up there and watch the dogs come in and the vets check the dogs over, some of the mushers don't have any problem with you at all milling around their trucks. Others might give you kind of a bad look, and then you just leave them alone.
Right.
Then at 6:30, we're going to have a blessing of the dog teams. The last 2 years up at Grand Portage, it's been somewhat of a cultural education where we've had Billy Blackwell has done his invocation, and it's been great. Now that we're moving it back over to the Gunflint Trail, I felt that was part of the culture of this area with the Jesuits that came in as missionaries, and also, of course, those of us with a Norwegian background are strong Lutherans. Well, some of us are strong Lutherans. Others, fathers married Irish Catholic mothers. So I am bringing in Peter Miller from St. John's is going to come up. Father Walsh is out of town. But we're going to do a blessing of the dog teams. And again, it's something that people can participate in. Volunteers will be up there. We're going to have a pizza party on Saturday night. And volunteers, anybody who wants to volunteer, get a hold of us because your food's free. And so it'll be a great time up there.
Okay. If people have questions or do want to call about volunteering, call, email.
Lisa Ludinen is our volunteer coordinator, and she's doing a wonderful job for us, and it's coming together very nicely. We have a bonfire up at Trail Center. We hope to have some fires down at the landing, and it's going to be relaxed. It'd be a good time, but you probably won't get much sleep.
Okay. That's good, but the experience will be well worth it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
People don't have to wait until the actual race to be involved. You have planned an online auction, is that right?
Yes, we're going to start an online auction the day after Christmas. That would be the 26th of December. But watch our Facebook page primarily. That's www.facebook.com/Gunflint Mail Run. That's got all the information you'd ever need on the entire race, and we post on there all the time. So if you haven't seen it yet, see it. And the auction is going to be really, really fun. We've got an amazing array of things that we're auctioning off. And then we've got people. I've been so excited about this race because the local community has stepped up wonderfully. We've got, George Humphrey is coming up. They've given us a very generous donation, plus we'll use their trucks at the start line, for example. We've gotten money from like Como Oil and from Blue Water Cafe, and plus then we've got items from Joins, Ben Franklin, and Sievertson's, and Stone Harbor will probably slide something there yet too. Can't imagine why. Just yesterday, I got a note, the sports shop down in Beaver Bay has given us a gift certificate worth $500 for the rental of two snowmobiles. This is the kind of stuff that's going up there, and I'm just blown away by the support we've gotten locally. It's been fantastic.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing all of this with us. One last question. What moves you to do this, to make this happen?
It's all Sarah Hamilton's fault.
I
wasn't going to do it this year. I've done this now for 3 years. I was not going to do it this year, and Sarah kept bugging me. And you can't turn Sarah down.
Right.
And let me just say, Sarah is the co-director. We could not do it without Trail Center. She has opened her doors to everybody. And we did put on our Facebook that there was supposed to be a mystery guest. I'm not going to name who that mystery guest was, that who did not show up. But if you see Sarah, ask her why she didn't come.
Well, great. If you have just joined us, we have been speaking with Jack Stone of the Gunflint Mail Run. It's a 100-mile, two-day sled dog event, January 3rd and 4th. More information is available from Jack at 387-3572 or on Facebook / Gunflint Mail Run. Again, you can get all the details there. Jack, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go?
No, just everybody come out. This is a great chance for us to show off the North Country in the wintertime. We would love to have more people come up and just enjoy the snow and enjoy the cold, and it's great.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.